Okay.
The Rav gave a shear in Kalayim Batikas many years ago, and my shear is, I would say, is complementary to the Rav shear. I strongly recommend that you learn through the Rav shear also. There's one point where I'm going to mention what the Rav said in answer to Rabbeinu Tam, but it is a different point that the focus of my shear is a different point, but the two tie in together. Okay. First question we asked was from Aruch Chaim Sonnen Chafei. The question is, in the morning when a person puts on talis and tefillin, the question is which should he put on first. So the Mechaber, the tour actually, talking about the tour. The tour says that you put on the first, you put on the talis. Okay, why? So the Mukiyesa says a few reasons. One is Shkula Kinek Halamitz. The second reason he says is because Tader Ve'ena Tader Tader. So therefore, talus is tadir, because talus is not on Shabbos and Yantif. Talus is on Shabbos and Yantif, and tefillin is not on Shabbos and Yantif, so talus is tadir and tefillin is not tadir. Okay. Now, also there's a problem of ein mafir in ola mitzvahs, ein mafir in ola mitzvahs. So you have the talus, the talus is first. Another problem of him having all mitzvahs. Shai Gesaya gets a powerful kasha in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis. The question he raises is that we know the halacha is that you're not chayiv in Tzitzis unless you have a beged of four corners. But no one is chayiv to go out and purchase a beged of four corners. So therefore, he says the whole problem doesn't begin. Because if I have two mitzvahs in front of me and I'm about to do one of the two, so then there's a question of which comes first. But over here, I'm not chayav at all in tzitzis. So I'm not involved in the ma'aseh mitzvah tzitzis to begin with. There's no chiyuv. I'm not even about to do the mitzvah tzitzis. The only time I'll be about to do the mitzvah tzitzis is once I have a beged of four corners. And I'm wearing a beged, we possibly in the tzitzis called as gavra, the only chayav one is on you. So once I put it on, I'll be chayav in tzitzis. But before then, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. So it's like saying if a person got up in the morning and was about to put on tefillin and he was going to make a kinyan on the bayis, that'll make him chayav in mezuzah. So he'll ask me which mitzvah comes first. The answer is it doesn't matter what he does first. There's no issue on him making a kinyan before he puts on tefillin. So he can make a kinyan. Once he makes a kinyan, he's chayav in mezuzah. Same thing over here, that there's no confrontation between the two mitzvahs, because he's not chayav in tzitzis at all. So Shai Gesaya paskins, he can do whatever he wants. Either he puts on tefillin first, or else he could put on tzitzis first. If he puts on tefillin first, fine, because he's about to do mitzvah tefillin. But if he decides to make himself chayav in a beged, there's no issur to make himself chayav in tzitzis before he puts on tefillin. There's no confrontation between the two mitzvahs. So he decided to make himself chayav in tzitzis, so he made himself chayav in tzitzis. Now he puts on tzitzis, and that's it. So why does the tour and moreover than the Muki Yosef say that first comes talis and then comes tefillin? Shai Gesaya paskins against it. Okay. That's the first kasha. Now, the Rambam is Rambam Kalayim, Paragid Lachalam and Beis. So he is, Kayanim Shalov Shu Bigde Kahuna Shalov Shas Avoda Philip Mugdash is Lokin. The Nea Avne, Shu Kalayim. Velo Hutru Ba Labashas Avoda Shahim Mitzvah Sasei Katsitsis. It's in Kalayim. So the Rambam paskins that Kalayim is only mutter for a kayin, only b'shas avoda. It is not shas avoda, so we'll be chayav. We'll be ever allowed. Now, Shai Gesaya asked a couple of questions on the Rambam. One question he asked from the Gemara, which is found in a few places, but you have it in Nazir. Chof Kesem and Olaf is one of the places you have it. The Gemara is like this. A chatas ha'of is a, if it's a suffix, so a chatas ha'of, so an oaf you have to do malika by an oaf. So a chatas ha'of, that's a suffix. So the Gemara says that what you should do is that you should be makriv the oaf, but you can't eat the oaf. Why? Because if it's a suffix, we don't know whether it's a good carbon or not. If it's a good carbon, so then of course it's fine, you can eat it. But if in the event that it's not a good carbon, so the malika is worthless. Of course, if you're not doing the carbon, you have to have shvita. Malika is no good. Okay. So therefore, what happens is like this: that on the side, if we should assume that there is no actual carbon here because it's a suffix, so then what happens? So the bird is nevela, so you can't eat it. So the Gemara says you can makrav it, but you can't eat it. All right. So Shagasai asks a question. So according to the Rambam, that maintains that the only time it's mutter to wear big day kahuna is if you're doing avoda. So over here, how is it possible the Gemara should suggest that you should be mocked of this bird? Because what kind of a kohen are we talking about? We're talking about a kohen that's wearing big day kahuna or not wearing big day kahuna. If he's wearing big day kahuna, so then it'll come out that it'll be a suffix kalayim.
Right.
Suffix kalayim. And suffix kalayim, you can't even mock it. If you're going to say that he's not wearing big day kahuna, so the whole avodah is possible. Not only that, but he's chayav misa kazar. So how could the Rambam maintain that kalayim is only mutter b'shas avodah? All right. Moreover, he asks, he says that there is a manda om in the Gemara that holds that the regular belt that the Kohen Gadol wore, the Avne, did not have kalayim. So it comes out that the only one that had kalayim was the Kohen Gadol. Right? So therefore, he says that, that being the case, is the only one that should be able to be makriv all the time is a Kohen Hedyot. But a Kohen Gadol should be also to be do avoda all year round. The only time he should mutter b'avoda is on Yom Kippurim. Why? Because ordinarily a Yom Kippur nobody else could do it. So I say, But during the year, since it's Efshali Day Acher, so I shouldn't say I say is Dochalos Aser. But whenever it's Efshali Day Acher, you shouldn't say this. But maybe you'll tell me that Efshali Day Acher is not a halacha with regard to I say Dochalos Aser. And even if it's Efshali Day Acher, still if I say Dochalos Aser, it's still mutter. It's possible to say that way. So it says I have a raya from the Gemara and the Pharashis that says that it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos. Shabbos and that's the one long Gemara. Shabbos Kaflam and Gimel Amar Aleph. Gemara about Mila B'Tzaras. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says about the Mila B'Tzaras that we hold that Asay is Dechalos Aser. Alright, so the Gemara says that according to the Manda Oma, that holds that Amos Chavin is Abaya originally held that Amos Chavin according to Abshimon is Mutter. So according to Abshimon, Amos Chavin is Mutter. By the way, I mean the fact that the Kohen Gadol works every day is clear. It's even a pasuk in the Torah. The Yavahalas Aranas and Eres Yachirena. So it's a pasuk in the Torah. Kohen Gadol works every day, does a lot every day, whatever he can. So you see that you don't say this. I mean, this is the fact. Okay. Now, getting back to this Gemara, Kofon and Gimel, so the Gemara says that according to Abaya that held originally, that according to Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem is Chavin, is Mutter, even if it's a psik ratio, so you won't have any problem. There's no need for the Pasuk to teach you that you can do Mila B'Tzaras. Because, since he's a Mischavin, so it's Mutter. He's not Mischavin to cut off the Baharis. So the Gemara says, but no, a person is mischavin to remove baharis. The Gemara says, no, but by a cotton. He doesn't care about the cotton, whether the cotton has a saras or not. So the Gemara says, no, his son, he cares about his son. So the Gemara says, let somebody else do it. So you see that when it's efshali de'achar, that we don't say, I say dochalos, I say. So similarly, by Kain Gadol, we shouldn't say, since it's efshali de'achar, you shouldn't say that he should be able to do avoda. Mm-hmm. That's his kasha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ravid, the Ravid holds by Kalayim, he disagrees. So the Shagasai concludes, by the way, that the Ravid is right, and that he disagrees with the Rambam, that you can't say that Kalayim was Hutter only the Shasavada. You can't say, because of these Ravids, other Ravids too. But these are the main Ravids. Okay, the Ravid, he agrees with the Ravid, in other words, because the Ravid holds that it's Hutra Lagamri with regard to Avoda. That's what the Ravid holds. Amavram, he says, in Perikid HaHofer Lambez, Tor Bazeh, Sheri Amon B'Yuma, Perik Bolei Kain Gadol, B'Migdash Afilu Shelo B'Shas Avoda, Muter. Alright? So that's what the Rebbe holds. Now, so the Rebbe maintains that when it comes to Kalayim B'Shas Avoda, so the Rebbe holds that it's Muchel Gamri, as long as it's B'Migdash Muchel Gamri. Okay. What about with regard to Tzitzis? When it comes to Tzitzis, so the Rambam has in Perik Gimel Hilchos Tzitzis Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam says that Rambam says like this: Ksus shel pishtan ematim bat chelas alos na lovin bovad shel chutei pishtan. So if you have a beggar that's made out of linen, so you don't put the chelas in it, but you just put in the lovin alone, and the lovin alone you make of linen. So you can have linen tzitzis. You can have linen. Linen is poter, and certainly good, and even ain't amino would hold. Okay, lom neshat tzitzis nifchus neashatnes elixerim midivrim shem yiskasa babalayla. So what's the reason? He says, really, I say dochalos. I say, so actually, you should be able to put in the woolen tzitzis in the linen begad. But the only thing is, they were afraid that what's going to happen, that you'll wear that begad at nighttime. And nighttime is not Zman Chiyuv Tzitzis. So it'll come out that it's over in a low sasei, when there's no mitzvah sasei. So therefore, Shechovah Tzitzis is Bayom v'lo Balayla. Shinemar Ismoso, B'shas Riyah. So therefore, the Rambam says that you can't, that's why there's a Gzera, that you can't put, or you can't wear such Tzitzis. Even Bayom, Gzera Rabban. So you see the words Rambam hold. Rambam holds that with regard to Tzitzis, he's consistent, just like he holds by avoda that shelo b'zman avoda is no good. So he holds by tzitzis shelo b'zman kiyum mitzvah also is no good. And the Rebbe doesn't argue over there. So obviously the Rebbe agrees with regard to tzitzis that it's only b'shas kiyum mitzvah. All right. Because you can't use. See, linen you can't use for the tchelos. Tchelos by definition is blue wool. What's the definition of tchelos? So you can't take linen and dye it. It's not chelos. You don't have the substance. Okay. Moreover, the Ravid himself from Paragimel, Halacha Tes, where it says the Rambam brings down Noshim Lavodim Ktanim Pturim and Atzitzis Min HaTorah. When we differ so from Shel Kol Katan Shadei Lasat Tchayv Batzitz Kedei Lachan Chod Mitzvah. So Noshim Lavodim Shel Ratzel Tchayv Batzitz Misatim Bula Brach. Ram Paskins that Noshim Lavodim that they can wear tzitzis, but without a bracha, because the Rambam sheet is that you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah say shezman grama for nasha. Now the Rav says kasa Rav is al dafke b'tzitzis shein b'chlayim. So you see the Rav holds that kelayim and tzitzis wasn't huta legamri, because if it was huta legamri, then even if an isha puts it on, it should be muta. Like the sheet is shown, the whole kelayim and tzitzis is hutra. They hold talas shula is muter, talas shula yipater, or by nashim is muter. So see, the Ravid actually holds, agrees with the Rambam. Like we said before, he doesn't argue, and he's not masik on the Rambam's halacha, previous halacha. And he also, with regard to tzitzis, is only mutter b'shas kima mitzvah. So we have to understand what's the difference between avoda and between tzitzis. The Rambam's consistent. Rambam maintains that in both cases, it's only mutter b'shas mitzvah. But the Ravid holds that with regard to avoda b'shas mitzvah is not necessary. It's always huta legamri. But with regard to tzitzis, it's only b'shas mitzvah.
Well, what about the Rambam by Isha?
Now, moreover, Taisvis in Menachos says that Taisvis holds that kelayim b'tzitzis are hutra legamri. Alright? Now, how is a hutra legamri? Interestingly enough, Taisvis says it's hutra legamri. The first example he gives of hutra legamri is bein bayom, bein balayla. That the tzitzis are mutter, you can wear these tzitzis of kelayim in the daytime or at nighttime. Okay, so that seems to be fine. Just like the Rambam doesn't answer it at nighttime, because he says that the nalilas m'las man tzitzis, right? Okay. However, there's one problem, because Rabbeinu Tam himself maintains that what does it mean, a rusim or so? It's not a reference to the zman of yom or the zman of laila, but rather it's halacha in the beged. It's a big, the well-known machlokas of Rishonim. Whether the halacha that tzitzis Yechayev Bayom and not Balaylo, is it Halach and the Zman Yom and the Zman Lailo? That's where the Rambam learns. Daytime Yechayev, nighttime Yepotah. Or no, it's not Halach and Zman Yom and Zman Lailo, but it's Halach and Beged Shel Yom and Beged Shel Lailo. So Beged Shel Yom, that's where Beit Tam maintains, Beged Shel Yom Yechayev, even Balaylo, and Beged Shel Lailo Yepotah, even Bayom. That's why with regard to the minute of wearing the abakanthus, if we have like the Rambam, there would be never any reason to wear the abakanthus balayla, because there's no kiyum of tzitzis balayla at all. But why do we wear the abakanthus balayla? We wear balayla because of the shitas rabbinatam and the rush that maintain that it's not totally in Zman Yom and Zman Laila. It's not dependent on that. It's dependent rather upon the Beged. So this is a Beged Shel Yom, essentially. You wear it mainly by Yom. So even by Laila, when I wear it, so I have a kiyum of tzitzis. Since we're machayev ourselves in the mitzvah tzitzis, so even by Laila, there's a kiyum to wear the Beged according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's the Gemara's in Menachas Daf Mem Amid Beis. Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Amid Beis, on the bottom, Tesis Tcheles Eim B'Mashim Kalayim, so Rabbeinu Tam says that it's mutter putchulagamri. He says, "Amar v'tam, da'achanamim ashmin da'filo balaylaim b'mishum kelayim." You see, afagav the loves mantzitzis, the lagamri hitar across the kelayim shel tzitzis. All right, v'od the gazrin leil mishum k'sus lailo. There's a gzeres you shouldn't put in kelayim because of k'sus lailo. It says hainu k'sus sheinu miyuchad rak lailo. All right, so the question is, what is Rabbeinu Tam talking about? Doesn't make any sense altogether, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because since Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not dependent upon the Zman Yom or the Zman Laila, but what is it dependent upon? Rather,
the type of
Beged. So now he wants to say that it's not a Say Docha Lo Sase, but what is it? It's Hutcher Lagamri. Right? You understand that it's in Hutcher and Dechuya, right? Hutcher means that there's no issue whatsoever. Dechuya means where you're only when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah's Mutter. So what is Rabbeinu Tam saying that over here Tuchel Lagamri and therefore Balayla it's Mutter? What type of Beged is Rabbeinu Tam talking about? Is he talking about a Beged Shelayla? Beged Shelayla is never Mutter. Even Bayom you can't wear tzitzis, Kalayim. Is he talking about a Beged Shel Yom? So Balayla is just as chayev as Bayom. So it's an impossible Rabbeinu Tam. That's why it says in parentheses Rabbeinu Tam says it, Purush Shelamayla. It's a logical contradiction. There's no way to answer it. The Rush also says that it's a stira between the Sasri Adadi. But the Rabbeinu Tam said it in a couple of places, more than one place, and there's no question that he said it. That's of course one problem in Rabbeinu Tam, but that's a tremendous internal problem in the Rabbeinu Tam. But there's another problem also that I think is worth considering, and that is that Rabbeinu Tam maintains with regard to Tzitzis that it's Hutra Lagamri. However, with regard to Avoda, he's Mesupik. He's Mesupik. First, he wants to maintain that it's only B'Shas Avoda that it's Mutter. It's only B'Shas Avoda that it's Mutter. So it comes out Rabbeinu Tam holds that this is Hutcher Lagamri. And Avoda, what does he maintain? Is only B'Shas Avoda. Never. And what does the Ravid hold? The Ravid holds that with regard to Avoda is Hutcher Lagamri. But with regard to Tzitzis, only B'Shas Mitzvah. So it's Svaras Afuchas in the Rishonim. It's Svaras Afuchas. You know the Gemara says you can't have a Machlokes Svaras Afuchas. It's completely illogical. What kind of machlekes is this? One holds this is worse, the other one holds avodah is worse. What's the machlekes? Another kasha I want to ask. The Gemara in the Menachas Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Sadin the tzitzis, Beishamai pochim, Beisul machayvim. Alright? So when it comes to wearing a linen garment in tzitzis, Beishamai says pata from tzitzis, and Beisul holds chayiv in tzitzis. So Rashi explains Potter and Atzitzis. He says like this. Rashi's bothered with one kasha. Why do you say Potter and Chayev? Why do you say Aser and Mutter? Sad and Atzitzis. The Gemara should say, the Mishnah should say, Sad and Atzitzis is Beishamai is Osrim, who Beishilul Matirin. Why do you say Potter and Chayev? So Rashi gives an answer. Rashi says, the answer is because Beis Shammai holds that clay kufsa, that a tzitzis is chovas a beged. You have a machlokis in the Gemara. Shmuel maintains that klei kufsa machayav metzitzis. What does it mean klei kufsa machayav metzitzis? It means if I have tzitzis in my beged of four corners in my drawer, I have to put tzitzis on that beged. And we hold that everybody, practically everybody, except for like one Rishon Paskin, that the other way, the other side, that chovas gavra. Tzitzis chovas gavra. Tzitzis chovas gavra means that the only time you chayav in tzitzis is when the beged is being worn by a person. Otherwise, you're not chayav in tzitzis. So Rashi says that why does he say potter and chayav? Because since tzitzis is a question of in the beged. Is the beged chayev or is the beged putter? It says, because even when you're not wearing it, it's a question. In other words, Rashi is going according to the mandama that holds klei kufsa chayev mitzitzis. All right. So even when you're not wearing it, so you have to put tzitzis on it. Right. So the question is, immediately when you have a beged, you're confronted with a question: is this beged chayev in tzitzis or the beged putter in tzitzis? So Beis Shammai holds that it's putter, and since it's putter and tzitzis, so therefore it's usher to wear it. And Beis Hillel holds, no, it's chayev and tzitzis. Since it's chayev and tzitzis, so it's mutter to wear it. That's what Rashi answers. At Taisus, there's a number of questions on Rashi. L'kama Beis Shammai holds that klei kufsa mechayav and tzitzis. So how can we paskin chayev as gavra? Beis Hillel doesn't argue Beis Shammai in that. Maybe Beis Shammai nishmel Beis Hillel. The quality, you see, one, you don't see machlekes in that area. But Taisus lodges a lot of questions against Rashi. And Taisus concludes, of course, it's chayvas gavra. You can't learn like Rashi, and therefore he learns a different shot. But my question is like this: why should it depend upon whether it's chayvas gavra or chayvas mona? Even if I say it's chayvas gavra, still the lashon chayiv and putter is appropriate, because after all, what's the machlekes whether it's chayvas gavra or chayvas mona? The question is, when I'm chayiv and tzitzis, am I chayiv and tzitzis when I purchase them, or am I chayiv and tzitzis when I put them on? That's the question. But even if I say chavas gavra, which means to say I'm only chayav in tzitzis the moment I put on the tzitzis, right? Still, the question is this beged chayav in tzitzis, or is it putter from tzitzis? And how you'll answer that question will also determine whether it's mutter or whether it's aser. You see? So you'll tell me no, but over here, b'shas, revisha, I'm involved immediately in an iser. Yes, so fine. I mean, so what? But I still can't use lashon chayav and putter. You know what I mean? Why is it dependent upon that? I mean, so there's both things are true. So b'shas is, that's the time, b'shas levisha. But the point is, the fact remains, I can still express myself in lashon chayev and putter. The only difference between chayvas mona and chayvas gavra is that is the time when you chayev. So is it putter or is it chayev? There's another very important, there's another question, of course, that emerges from this Rashi, and that is like this. If I hold the question of klei kufsa mechuyav and metzitzis, alright? Klei kufsa mechuyav and Beis Shammai holds that when you chayav and tzitzis, the moment you buy the tzitzis. Right? So what does that do with the Seydo Chalos HaSeh? Let him put tzitzis on the beged and never wear the beged. No contradiction altogether. Right? The river's the question.
Okay.
Gemara takes it from the dollar on the day. The Gemara says that Vayomar is that according to Gemara explains that if you dollar on bays that you don't say parshas the full parshas Vayomar at nighttime. Amar Papa Kesavri b'marava. The Gemara says that Vayomar you don't say Vayomar at nighttime. Why? Because parshas for tzitzis is only noheg Vayom and not balayla, and not balayla. Okay, Vayom ain't the hegesh ela Vayom. But at any rate, Taisa says that you don't say the third parasha at nighttime because Vayomer is not noheg. The parasha mitzvah sitzis is only noheg Vayom and not balayla. So Taisa says, Akashi says like this. He says that Tema Taisa asks. He says, at any rate, the mandam at hope you don't say parasha Vayomer at nighttime because sitzis is only noheg Vayom and not balayla. So Taisa says. The kan mashma kerb shimon don pegat chela sitzes mitzvah shemayn groma the chen yisa be kedushin the groma sitzes mitzvah shemayn groma teis yisa kashiv and tomar im ken lamandam at sitzes chovas talas who point to lamandam at a hold that sitzes is a chiv on the talas not on the person vafilu menachas bekufsa like shmuel afilu achas hayevas be sitzes heichi ashkechon shi hei as man groma how could it be as man groma so teis yisa says The answer is because it's speaking about the case would be exus that's miyuchad only for laila, exus that's set aside only for nighttime. So the Tosha says that the case that you'll have according to Mandamah holds that tzitzis is chovas beged, which means it's quite kufsa mechuyavim betzitzis. So Tosha says, according to him, how do you have mitzvah seishes man grama? Tosha's answer is very simple: tzusa miyuchad laila. So you see, you have a difference between the zman of yom and zman of laila. Shagasai asks a very powerful question. He says, why does Tosha have to ask a question like that? What difference does it make, really, whether it's ksus, whether it's the chovas mone or whether it's chovas gavra? The only difference between chovas mone and chovas gavra is when the person is chayiv and tzitzis. Is it when he buys it or is it when he wears it? But you're going to have the same problem with regard to the talis of mitzvah seishes man grama anyways. Because let's say, for instance, according to Mandamad Al Tovas Gavra, so what are you going to say? You're going to say that you're not chayiv in tzitzis at nighttime. Even if I should say like the Rambam, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So what does it mean? Not that it depends on the ksus, but it depends on the day and night. All right. So what will you say? You'll say, if I'm wearing a beged of four corners at nighttime, I'm not chayiv to put tzitzis in it. Right? So according to the Mandamah that holds that tzitzis is the chova of the beged, you'll say the exact same thing. A person buys a beged, he's not chayav to put tzitzis in it at nighttime. He's only chayav to put tzitzis in it the next morning. Just like if I say that it's chovas gavra. It's the same exact thing. Why should it make any difference whether I say chovas mona or chovas gavra? So what is Tosha's asking? Tosha's answer over there is because it depends upon the type of ksus. It's the same answer similar to the Tosha's and Menachos. Right. The Tosha says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how could it be a mitzvah saseh she has man grama? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it depends upon the beged. Beged shel yom and beged shel laila. But actually, the person can be involved in mitzvah saseh all the time. So Tosha's answers, like Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Tosha says that taf mem the days. Afa gav diksus yom chayav afila balaila. Uksus laila potter afila bayom. Mikom makom mikri shapris man grama. Shehayom gorem lachayav hamalbush. You see, that's what Tosha says. The Tosfos says, what? The Tosfos says that, in other words, that the halacha of Zman Grama is not a halacha in Kiyama Mitzvah. That the Kiyama Mitzvah can only take place in the day or in the night, Tosfos says. But Zman Grama is dependent more upon whether there is a phenomena, whether the Mechayev is Yom or the Mechayev is Laila. And since the Machayev is Yom, says Man, it's a difficult tariff. I mean, it is difficult. We'll see later if there's another way. There's a way to explain it a little better. The Tosha's answer is not easy. I know. It happens to be a good question. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why should it depend upon the phenomena that Yom is involved in being Gorim? I mean, why should that be really Mitzvah Seishes Man Grama? That's a problem. It's a problem. We'll see if there's a way to answer it later. Okay. Now let's take another Tosha. All right. We'll take another Tosfos. There's a Tosfos of Tzadik Amud Beis in Yevamos. And Tosfos has an interesting problem. Tosfos says like this. The Gemara says that the Chachomim Yesh Koch LaChachomim Lakra Dovim in HaTorah is Shev Al Tasef. Means the Chachomim have a right to tell you not to do a mitzvah. But they have no right to tell you to go out. So Tosfos says that Halacha is that the Chacham can never tell you to go be a dayan purposefully and violate, and this is the Raisa. They can tell you to abstain from fulfilling a mitzvah of the Raisa, but not to go violate, and this is the Raisa. So Tosha asks a question. He says, but we know the halacha that we just learned, that Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to put in a beged shell, in a beged of linen, you're not allowed to put in tzitzis, Midrabbanan. So it's putter. Okay? Tosha asks Akasha, how could they tell you not to put tzitzis in a beged of linen? A sadin, you see? So what is he? So he'll be over be a dayan because he's putting on a beged. He's putting on a beged, which requires tzitzis. He's being over the moment he puts it on. So the Chacham are telling you to be over, and this is the rice of Talayim. That's over be a dayan, right? The Tosfos answers. He says no. The He says, because at the time when I put on the beged, I'm not chayiv yet in the tzitzis. When am I chayiv in tzitzis? When I'm wearing the beged. Okay? V'asher techase bo osa ledrash achariti. Kiremin l'nochas. U'lachash in esatev, that's what it is. U'lachash in esatev, the mischayiv sheval tasehu. However, the moment, one, in other words like this, there's no halach in the Torah tells me not to put on a four-cornered garment. I could put on a four-cornered garment, and then what happens? Then if I put on the four-cornered garment, now I'm chayiv in tzitzis. So the chum say, sit back, shave al tasa, don't put tzitzis in. So a matter of fact, there's a Mordechai that says that you're allowed to put on such a beged on Shabbos. Yeah. You're allowed to put on a regular beged, I'm sorry, on Shabbos. A regular beged that has four corners, the Mordechai says you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. Ah, the question is, how are you allowed to wear a beged of you don't put it on, you have no right to put it on? He says no, he says because you're not chayav fully put it on. Once you put it on, now you're chayav in tzitzis Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis, so you're putter. So the Mordechai passes. They ask a kasha, by the way, on that Mordechai from the halacha of shechita.
Shechita
on yontif, right? Because yeah, because it says you're not allowed to shecht on yontif because you won't have any eifer to cover over the dam. So, so how can you do it? You say, Gemara says that's why I said you can't do it. So yes, what's the difference? What's the difference between the two? So that's what. So what is Taisus's answer? That's Taisus's answer. That's Taisus's answer, basically. Just like that Mordechai. In Tomar, Taisus says, the Peret Mishem Meso Mashma Kishu Lovish Kalayim Vein Poshtim Lo Choshev Shev Al Tasa Elamod Vasei. But there's a Gemara that's Mashma, that if a person's wearing kalayim, is it considered a shev al tasa or not? So there's another difference. We have another difference as to whether something's a shev al tasa or not. The difference of kavod abrius is docha aseh shebetorah. Halacha is that kavod abrius is docha naseh. You know, you could violate a shev, you violate a naseh by shev al tasa if it's a matter of kavod abrius. So let's say a person discovers he's walking down Midtown. He's walking in Midtown. He discovers that he's wearing shatnas. Somebody comes over and tells him, I just found out that the jacket you're wearing is shatnas. The suit you're wearing, the shirt you're wearing, the underwear, everything is shatnas. He's mechuyif to be poshet b'shul. Mechuyif to get undressed right there and to walk naked. So the halach is, I covered abrius. Covered abrius. So the Gemara says, no, because here will be over be a dayim. He'll be over be a dayim and wearing shatnas, and you can't be over be a dayim. Ain't Eitzav, ain't Tfuna Neged Hashem. There's no nothing you can do about it. So you see from this that wearing of shatnas is not considered a shave. Wearing is not considered a shave al tasa. Taisa apparently wanted to say that wearing is not considered a Taisa wanted to say the only time the chayav is once you have the beged on. Then we say what? We say that you're not, so don't do the mitzvah. But nevertheless, Taisus says, but now the wearing itself. But the wearing itself, apparently from the Gemara, the implication from the Gemara is that what? That wearing itself is considered a ma'isa. Because you have to remove it in the middle of the street. So over here also, how can he continue to wear this beged? It's true that he didn't become chayiv until he put it on. But once he put it on, now right now he's being over wearing, be a dayan. So he's being over in his v'yadayim. How could he do it? So he says, "Val Marie, the shiny kilayim. Kilayim's different. Why the ikara is a b'shas levisha? She lovash b'isa. The main issa by kilayim is that he put it on the issa. Avol kan lo machayev arachashin es atev kidapricious." So Taisus says, "No, there's a difference. By kilayim, the issa is b'shas levisha." But over here, it's not b'shas levisha. What do Taisus mean? B'shas levisha, not b'shas levisha. And the Gemara says, even when he's lovash kelayim, that he's not that he put on, he's lovash. He's in a state of lovash. So what is Taisus answering? B'shas levisha, not b'shas levisha. Taisus starts out to understand. Yeah. And of course, he could say that it's just a failure. But still, in other words, even though I'm doing a ma'aseh b'yadayim, but it's the failure of putting in the tzitzis. So that inherently is considered shev al tasa. But then Taisus shouldn't answer like that. Then Taisus just, he doesn't say shiny kalayim. Taisus should have just answered that that's not considered right away. He should have said that. That's like the case of bringing a korban lo yiro fonai reikon. Halacha is you're not allowed to go into the base on Migdash without a korban when you roll the regal. So now let's say a person walks into the base of Mikdash without a carbon. Is that considered Kum Vasei, or is that considered Shev Al Tasa? But a Rambam Paskin is considered Shev Al Tasa. Why? Because he says it's only the absence of carbon that you're fired for, but not for the walking in. You see, that would be a similar thing over here. Taisus could have said that by tzitzis, the chiyuv is for not putting on tzitzis. But Taisus doesn't seem to say that way. Okay? Yeah. Taisus means like this. Taisus means that there's two halachas, two different types of levisha. See? And by the way, Taisus refutes this teretz. He says, why only a kasha, meet him of Archim Lasatif, but Tzitzis, Mashin Rishas, eat of Ovid Mitzvah. And we lost in Lasatif, Machiach, Nami, the Kamalan, but Tzitzis, the Chovas Gavra, who Taisha says. So therefore, you can't say this answer because Tzitzis is Chovas Gavra. Okay? Yeah. It's a Chovas Gavra. So what Taisha meant is like this. What Taisha meant is that there's two halachas of Levisha. In one case, Levisha merely qualifies the Beged. That's in the case of tzitzis. In other words, what does Levisha do when a person's wearing the beged of Dalad Kenafayim? The fact that he's wearing the beged Shel Dalad Kenafayim qualifies the beged. And the beged is higher than tzitzis. It's not the Levisha per se which is mechayev than tzitzis. It's just the fact that the beged now becomes big dechosha techasebah. So the Levisha is only a situation for the Chiyuv HaBeged. You see? But the Levisha per se is not involved in the mitzvah. It's the Levisha is something which creates a situation that the Beged should be Chayav and Tzitzis. But the Levisha per se is not the mitzvah. Whereas by Kelayim, it's the Levisha per se which is Asa. So Levisha really is considered Maisa B'Yadayim. But over here by Tzitzis, it's not the Levisha per se. It's that the Levisha is a situation for the beggar. Now the beggar is chayav and tzitzis. I gave the beggar its proper accident, and now it's chayav and tzitzis. But it's not the Levisha per se. So Taisvis answers. So Taisvis refutes it because Taisvis says, no, but we paskin tzitzis is chovas gavra. Okay? Tzitzis is chovas gavra. Now we have to understand what Taisvis means by tzitzis is chovas gavra. What does it mean? You find chovas gavra. Chovas gavra means that you're not chayav until you're wearing it. What does it have to do with what Taisvis is talking about? Taisa answers, fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? You can own Kalayim?
Now let's understand. Now let's understand the Rambam, okay? Let's understand the Rambam. Let's understand the Rambam's very halacha. In Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that you only chayav in tzitzis by yom and not by laila. Alright? You're only chayav and tzitzis by yom and not by laila. That's what the Rambam says. Okay? Now the question we have to ask is like this. That ostensibly it doesn't make any sense. Why? Because, let's understand. The halacha is that the beged is not chayav and tzitzis until you're wearing it. So that's a precondition of the beged. The beged has to be functioning, in other words. You're only chayav and tzitzis on a functional beged. Well, you're not chayav and tzitzis if the beged isn't functioning, right? Okay, so when the beged is functioning, so I'm chayav. Beged is not functioning, I'm potter. Now, what do I say? I say only chayav by yom and not by laila. Doesn't make any sense. Does it make a difference to the beged whether it's yom or laila? Inherently, that doesn't make any sense. Why? If the halacha is structured that the only time you're chayav and tzitzis is by yom. And you're telling me also that when am I chayav in the tzitzis? When does the chayav tzitzis devolve upon the beged? Only when I'm wearing it. In other words, a functional beged. So the moment the beged is functional, it becomes chayav in tzitzis. Now what difference does it make if it's yom alayla? It just doesn't make any sense. What difference does it make if it's yom alayla? Day and night shouldn't make any difference. Day and night could make a difference to the gavra. But day and night can't make any difference to the beged. So inherently there's a problem here in understanding the very exeris akusiv of bayom and not balayla. Right? Okay. So now what I want to say is like this. That the halacha of tzitzis is an unusual halacha. It's an unusual formulation. And there's a difference between saying chovas gavra and chovas mona. It's not a question of when the beged is chayav. But it's a different question. If I should say that it's chovas mona, so what I'm saying is that the moment I own the beged, the very existence of the beged is machayev in tzitzis. But if I say chovas gavra, it doesn't mean that the beged isn't chayev until I'm wearing it, you see. It means that the beged is chayev only when there's a state of levisha. You see, the beged is chayev only when there's a state of levisha. Now, when the beged is being lavush, so then the beged is chayev, you see. Then you're chayev in tzitzis. But levisha, the phenomena of levisha, is a phenomena which necessarily involves the gavra. Because what does levisha mean? Levisha is an accident in the gavra. It means the gavra is lavush or the gavra is not lavush. So therefore, if I say that the only time you're chayev is when you're lavush, that's when you're chayev in tzitzis, which means to say whenever the beged is partaking of the institution of levisha, that's when you're chayev. It's not a halacha that when the beged is on the gavra, now the beged is functioning, and therefore you're chayev. That's not the halacha. The halacha is when the beged is involved in a process of levisha, that's when you're chayev. There's an institution of levisha. And when this institution of levisha comes into existence, then the beged is chayev. Okay? In other words, one way is to say it like this, that it's all completely dependent upon the beged. When the beged is functioning, it's chayev. The beged is not functioning, it's not chayev. But a second way to understand it is when the beged is involved in a phenomena of levisha, then you're chayev. Then the beged's chayev in tzitzis. When the beged is not involved in a phenomena of levisha, the beged is not chayev in tzitzis. Now, what is a phenomena of levisha? A phenomena of levisha is a situation where the chefza is working as a kiyum, so to speak, in the gavra. You can't separate the chefza from the gavra. The gavra's lavush, it's a change in the gavra. Now he's a gavra that's lavush. Before he wasn't a gavra that's lavush. So therefore, the concept of levisha, you see, is a concept which inherently involves the gavra. You understand what I mean? It's not a halacha merely with regard to the chetza, that the object is functioning, like it has a function. But there's an institution of levisha. There's an institution in which the gavra and the chetza, so to speak, merge. And he becomes now a gavra that's lavush. It's a kiyum in the gavra. A gavra that's lavush when the talus is involved in the institution of levisha, it's part of the levisha of the gavra, then the talus is chayev in tzitzis. So the talus becomes involved in a whole new institution of levisha. Right? That's the halacha of chovas gavra. That's why the Rambam says you're only chayev by yom and not balayla. Then it makes sense. Because if I say the other way, it's just a matter of the functioning of the talus. So what is the difference to the talus, whether it's day or night? Doesn't make any sense. But if you say the halacha is when the talus is involved in the institution of levisha, but the institution of levisha necessarily involves the gavra. So the p'tur by yom is a p'tur with regard to the gavra, even though the kiyam mitzvah will take place in the chefza, but you can't separate the chefza from the gavra in terms of an institution of levisha. You see, because the institution of levisha necessarily involves the gavra. So that's why the p'tur of yom makes, the p'tur of laila rather, makes sense, according to the Rambam. You see? And that's what the Rambam holds, really, because the Rambam says that aval begodim, in the end of Halacha Tes, aval begodim haroyim L'tzitzis calls manshelo yischase b'hen adam ela mekupolim umunochim peturim in atzitzis she'ein achovas atalis ela chovas ha'ish she'yesh lo talis. What do you mean chovas ha'ish she'yesh lo talis? The Rambam's words, I don't understand. Chovas ha'ish she'yesh lo talis. That sounds like Kleikovsa. Chovas ha'ish she'yesh lo talis. What is chovas ha'ish she'yesh lo talis? No, what the Rambam means chovas ha'ish she'yesh lo talis, he means it's a chova on the person who is a lovish. You see, it means to say when the talis partakes of the gavra, Ha'ishayesh lo talis. It means the man who is wearing a talis. The ish, when the gavra is involved in the institution of levisha, that's when he's chayev in tzitzis. So the beged is not chayev until it partakes of the institution of levisha. If it's the institution of levisha, the institution of levisha necessarily involves the gavra, and therefore yom v'layla makes sense. Okay. In at nighttime, the levisha of the gavra at nighttime is not a machayev. When a beged's involved in the levisha of the gavra by yom, then the beged's chayev in tzitzis. When the beged's involved in the levisha of the gavra by laila, then it's pater. When a man is clothed, it means he's dressed. It means it's the state of the gavra. It's not just that the clothes make the man. It's halacha and the gavra. The is that when the clothes partake of the institution of levisha, then they're chayav and tzitzis. Only when? If the institution of levisha is layom, a levisha shal yom, levisha shal lailas pater. Okay? That's the Rama. That's what the Rama works out. Very nice. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says, yeah, that's what Taisa says. And me, you crush him, meet him, mevarchinu lesatev bat tzitzis, mashma de b'shasa itif ovid mitzvah. It means what it, he says. Umiloshin lesatek mochiach nami the kamal mitzitzes dechovas gavra. That's the Teisa refutes it. What Teisa is saying actually is, what does it mean chovas gavra? It means to say not that the beged is chayev when it's functioning, and the only difference between the mandamar holds chovas gavra and the chovas talis is at what point the beged becomes eligible for tzitzis. No, it's more than that. It's according to Manda Maholskova's Gavra, it's a new institution of Levisha, which involves necessarily the Gavra, because the beggar is an accident in the Gavra. So if that's the case, Taisa says, so then you can't answer anymore the difference between Kalayim and between Tzitzis, because in Kalayim also we said, why is it considered a Maisa Biadayim Kalayim? Because where in Kalayim is Levisha of the So that's what Taisa said. That in so Taisa wanted a friendship between Kalayim and between Tzitzis. The Kalayim is Levisha. And Levisha is really considered Kumvase because it's total involvement of the Gavra. Taisa says you can't say that. And Tzitzis also, the Chov Tzitzis only comes about through the involvement of the Gavra. So if that's the case, then it's Kumvase. Then he's violating the Yisra and Kumvase. And Taisa doesn't have any answer. So now we can understand the rival. Why is it with regard to Big Day Kahuna? What is the rival? How does the rival paskin? With regard to Big Day Kahuna, so the rival paskin all the time. As long as it's in the Midrash, it's fine. But with regard to Tzitzis, no. Only when there's only Bayom and not Balayla. Why? Because since we say that Levisha is a Kiyum and the Gavra, you see? And by Big Day Kahuna, it certainly is so. Because you see, the halacha is with regard to Big Day Kahuna, that it's an interesting thing. But with regard to Big Day Kahuna, the halacha is that a Kohen that was Dir Avodah without his begodim as a Din of Azar. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says like this. First, the Rambam starts off in that Perek and Perek Yud. Say the Levishas of begodim that the Rambam has. First he puts on the Mechnasayim, and then he puts on the whole order of how he has to put on his begadim. He can't just get dressed and do avodah, but it's an order of how he has to dress himself. Now, the Rambam says like this, Mitzvah say to make these begadim, and the Kohen should be oved in them. Sh'nemar v'asis v'begadim kodesh. V'es bonos kakriv v'ulbashtam kutanos. The Kohen Gadol Sheshimesh B'pachas Mishmona Begodim Eilu, if the Kohen Gadol did avodah with less than these 8 Begodim, or a Kohen Hedget that did avodah less than 4 Begodim, he's considered a Mechusa Begodim, lacking, and his avodah is possible. And the Rambam says, Achayev Misa B'dei Shemayim Kizor Sheshimesh Shenemar V'chagarta Osam Avneit V'hoysa Lehem Kehuna Bizman Shebigdehem Aleihen Kehunasan Aleihen. See? Ain't Bigdehem Aleihen? Ain't Kehunasan Aleihen. El Arein Kizorin, the Nemar Vazarakar of Yumas. So where do you learn out that the Kohen that does Avodah without the Godin gets his high of Misimidei Shemayim? We learn that from Zohar. So why is he considered like a Zohar? The answer is because the Begodin complement the Kohen. Because Begodin, when they're involved in an institution of Levisha, they merge with the Gavra. They merge with the Gavra. So therefore, since they merge with the Gavra, so the Kohen that's not wearing the Godin is lacking in the Gavra of a Kohen. If he's lacking in the Gavra of a Kohen, then the Torah says, how far does he have to be lacking? You don't know how far he has to be lacking in the Gavra of a Kohen. No, the Torah says, Bismancha Bidayim Alayim Kunasim Alayim. If they're lacking in the Gavra of a Kohen insofar as Begodin, insofar as an accident is concerned, they're lacking insofar as Kuna. They're not Kohanim anymore. They're not Kohanim anymore. Azorakar of Yumas. That's the halacha. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Actually, in Rashi says, Vasu in Perikhofes, Rashi right in the beginning of the Tzavik, Pasuk Gimel. Vasu is big de Aaron, Lakadisho, Lachano Li. The Rashi is Lakacha, Lachisa, Bakuna, Al Yedeha, Begodin, Sheyehei, Kohen Li. See? Al Yedeha, Begodin, Sheyehei, Kohen Li. That's what Rashi says. Every word in Rashi is important. Okay. Al yedei habegodim sheyehei kohen. See? Rashi's saying the same idea. Rashi's saying, yeah, of course, you have to have begodim. What's the problem? Al yedei habegodim sheyehei kohen. The begodim are mashlim the shem kohen. It's the institution of Levisha. The begodim are akim in the gavra. So therefore, Levisha, you necessarily involve the gavra. So that's why the Ravitz is like this. That by kahuna, where the institution is a halachic entity, so as long as the institution is a halachic entity, you see, so then halacha is it's hutra. That's why it says only in the Migdash. Outside the Kohen is walking around outside the Migdash, taking a stroll, the begodim, there's no tziruf between the begodim and between the Kohen. If Stam wearing begodim, then he's chayav. But as long as it's in the Migdash, so therefore, in the Migdash, there's a merging between the begodim and between himself to create the halachic institution of a gavra that's melubash and that has mashlim Hashem Kohen. So the Ravitz says, in such a situation, it's always mutter, he says. However, with regard to a regular person wearing tzitzis, there's no halachic institution. Who was he? He's wearing a beggar. It wasn't me. So it doesn't mean anything. There's no halachic institution. So therefore, the only time that he's that is docha is Makam Mitzvah. You actually, you don't have to say when there's Levisha Mitzvah. Simply, there's only Dechia, B'Shas Vasiyas HaMitzvah. But there is no halacha of the institution per se of Levisha being Matzah. Because there is no institution of Levisha which is a halachic institution. It's just he's wearing his shirt. So what? His shirt has four corners. Right? Now, you're right. Now, the questions that were raised on the Rambam with regard to the B'Shas Avodah, that the Rambam happens to hold, that it's not the institution. It's only B'Shas Avodah, but not the institution. All Shagasari is conscious. I mean, you take away, I mean, it's impossible. There's too many Gemaras. You just can't. It's obviously there's a fundamental principle that's necessary to answer the Kashya. What is the principle that answers the Rambam? See, the Rambam maintains like this. An interesting thing. The Rambam says, and the Gemara says, that there's a seder of how the person has to dress, how the Kohen has to dress. Now, we said like this. We one time said there's two types of seder. There's a seder with regard to the Chefza, and there's a seder with regard to the Gavra. Seder with regard to the Chefza means you're confronted with two mitzvahs. Like the case in the Shagas Aryeh, if it would have been the case of two mitzvahs, if tzitzis would say it was a mitzvah, so he's confronted with tzitzis and tzon. Which one comes first? Person confronted with Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Question of which one comes first? Alright? That's a Seder which is determined by the Chefza. Which Chefza comes first? Which Chefza has priority? But then there's a Seder in relationship to the Gavra, which means that the Gavra must, part of his Maisa, his performance, must follow a certain order. And if he doesn't follow that order, it lacks in the Maisa of the Gavra. So really, Seder, there's two types of Seder. We have to distinguish in halacha between two types of Seder. The Seder, for instance, the night of Pesach, is not a Seder of the Chefza. It's a Seder of the Gavra. how the person has to make sure that he does the Seder, follows the Seder, he organizes his performance in a certain order, in an orderly manner. It's not because of one mitzvah precedes the other. Seder asiyas dvarim elu b'leil ha-pesach kachol, the Rambam says. It means a man, the gavra, must be a gavra following Seder. So we said, when is the halacha of Seder of the gavra? It's halacha and avoda. Whenever there's avoda, there's a halacha and Seder. In avoda, you have halacha of Seder. You have to do the avoda in a certain way. Because why in avoda? Because in avoda, there's halacha of value to your maisa in avoda. So therefore, when the Rambam holds that avoda, by the night of Pesach also, the night of Pesach is an extension of the carbon Pesach, so therefore it's all Seder avoda. So therefore, when the Rambam maintains that it's only Docha B'Shas Avoda, he doesn't mean B'Shas HaKrova. You have to distinguish between B'Shas HaKrova and B'Shas Avoda. Why is there an order in the Begadim? Which Begad he puts on first, which second, which third? Why? Because, really, that the Seder Avoda begins before the HaKrova. Seder Avoda begins when you've been mashling the Shem Kohen. That itself really is a part of the Seder Avodah. So that's why the Rambam maintains like this, that as long as he's involved in the Seder Avodah, so then it's Docha. Doesn't mean Hakrava. Because like the Shagasai points out, you can say Hakrava, it's impossible. So then how could the Gemara Zechakir, which with the Avnei goes first, the last, it has to go last because it should be right the second before it does the Avodah. It's impossible. And also, the old question that the Allah is a say is on the Docha Lotzasei, Bishosher over a Lotzasei, is Mekayim Yasei. And by Levisha, obviously it's impossible. He has to put on his belt before he does a Krava. So the moment he puts on his belt, he violates the law. He doesn't do the Yasei until he does a Krava. So obviously it's not Allah and a Krava. But what is Allah? Allah is Seder Avodah. The Avodah's Docha means Seder Avodah's Docha. What is Seder Avodah? It means any activity which is involved in the Tzorach HaAvodah is part of Seder HaAvodah. Anything which is Tzorach HaAvodah. So if we paskin that Tzofek Chatas, you're chayef to be makriv, but the only thing is it's not Nechal, so we paskin that way, that's the Tzach HaLacha. So when the Kohen does Avodah, it's part of Seder HaAvodah. It's not considered Chutz Mi Seder HaAvodah. The Tzach of HaLacha can't be any inferior than to the fact that to the other extension of Seder Avodah. Seder Avodah means anything that's Tzorach Avodah. So if the Halacha is Sofek Yechayev, so that's also Tzorach Avodah. Tzorach Avodah is Seder Avodah. Tzorach Avodah and Seder Avodah are the same thing. You see? Why is Levisha of the Kohen considered Seder Avodah? Because what's Mechayev and what obligates me in the Levisha of the Kohen? The Tzorach Avodah. And you see, it's considered Avodah from the mere fact that there's a Seder of Levisha. The Seder of Levisha shows me that it's part of Seder Avodah. So Avodah begins with the Mashal Hashem Kohen, and it extends to anything which is a Tzorach Avodah. So that's why the Rambam holds that it's only Docha B'Shas Avodah. By B'Shas Avodah he means when you're involved in Tzorach Avodah, anything which is part of the Seder Avodah. In Tzitzis, he means it's the same type of a Chiyot. But in Tzitzis, you can't go beyond the Levisha Shel Mitzvah. With regard to Avodah, you can go beyond because there's a Seder Avodah. You have to extend the concept of Avodah. That's it. The machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is only whether he's involved in the Maisa Avodah, because Seder Avodah is also considered Maisa Avodah, or whether as long as it's a kiyum in the gavra, the kohen, it's a mutter. So if he's strolling around the Migdash, it's a kiyum in the gavra, the kohen, but he's not involved in avoda. A point of the Rambam has to be involved in avoda. But involved in avoda doesn't mean a krova. It means anything that's part of the Seder avoda. A point of the Ravid, no, if he's strolling around the Migdash, so then it's good enough, because as long as the begodim are a kiyum in the gavra. You see? That's the machlokes. What's docha according to the Rambam is the mitzvah. You see, there's a Seder of how to put on the begodim, so that's also a part of the mitzvah. It's an extension of the mitzvah. It doesn't mean hakrava. Sure, the essence of hakrava. It's an extension of the mitzvah. Anything which is tzorach avoda is automatically considered part of the part of Seder avoda. See, being in the middash according to the Ravid means that he's royal avoda. It means b'shas b'shorsha royal avoda. He's not royal avoda. if he's not wearing begadim, he's not royal avoda if he's not in the mikdash. Or we can't say he's royal. You need a shem of royal avoda, according to the writer. When is he royal avoda? Only outside of, only in the mikdash. Outside the mikdash, you can't say he's royal avoda. There's no concept of avoda outside the mikdash. Man's walking around the streets, he's royal avoda. What kind of, it doesn't make any sense. In the mikdash, he's royal avoda. Because mikdash is where carbon is. So there's a difference between in mikdash. Now, in the mikdash is mashlim the shem kohen. Outside the mikdash is not. Okay. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam maintains just the opposite. That with regard to tzitzis, he says, it's which are legamri. With regard to mikdash, no, only b'shas avoda. Later, he says, no, maybe even the mikdash will be even shlova b'shas avoda, but basically, the Rabbeinu Tam held, it's fine. He says, it's not doma, mikdash is not doma to tzitzis. This is what he says. He says, "Nay, the bidna avoda ishteroy shlo bidna avoda lo lo domi klal. Dot siv lo sil bashat ne divyon tasalachol." Okay, avoda b'kal shasul lahanosel chiyav kosm b'kalayim. I will dig the kuna lo lover shall bidna avoda. Then avoda my ben etam dig the kuna. Maybe he's also he grapples with it. The lashna tastes is a little bit. You got to look at the rush. Rush is a different lashna. Says. Talas she'asu la'nosa, that's when it's chayiv and tzitzis. See, talas she'asu la'nosa, that's chayiv and tzitzis. Lush and the rush, a little better. Lo, the kalayim b'tzitzis lo'hutar ela b'miyuchadin levisha, b'levisha, she'ikro osi la'nosa, hilka chos man levisha so hutar, bein bayom, bein balayla. Okay? Avagal kahanam lo'hutar ela b'miyuchadin levoda. So what is the pshat? What is he saying? What's Rabbeinu Tam? So, what's the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam? Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is like this. Now, what are we saying? We're saying that there's an institution of Levisha. There's an institution of Levisha, right? What does it mean there's an institution of Levisha? It means like this. It means that Levisha is a kiyum in the Gavra. It's a part of the Gavra. You can't separate the beggar from the Gavra. The beggar's an accident in the Gavra, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says like this. In a regular case of tzitzis, the beged is an accident in the gavra. It partakes of the institution of levisha. But what is the nature of this institution? It's a levisha shel rishus. So Rabbeinu Tam maintains that if the Torah is matir, what is the heter? The heter isn't just, you see, when there's mitzvah tzitzis. The heter has to extend to the framework of Levisha, has to be expressed in terms of the framework of Levisha. So therefore, that's why Rabbeinu Tam says that it's Hutra Lagamri. It's not that Rabbeinu Tam, where did Rabbeinu Tam get the idea that it's Hutra Lagamri? There's no way in the Gemara to say Hutra. Maybe it's the Chuyah. Where does he get Hutra? The answer is, because Rabbeinu Tam maintains that since it's Chovas Gavra, and there's an institution of what? Of Levisha because of Chovas Gavra, so the heter has to be expressed in terms of the institution of Levisha. Now, what kind of an institution of Levisha is this when a person is wearing it? A person is wearing a beged has four corners. It's an institution of Levisha of Rishos. So the heter has to be expressed in terms of a Levisha. In terms of Levisha, it's Levisha shel Rishos. You see, if the halacha was that the Levisha just creates a certain type of beged, then it wouldn't make any difference. Then I'd say it's only when he's mekayim the mitzvah. You see, but since the halacha is the chovas gavra means, by definition, it means an institution of levisha which involves the gavra, so the heter has to be expressed in terms of the institution of levisha. What is the institution of levisha that's machayev a person in tzitzis? It's a regular levisha rishus. Masha'ina came in levisha of a kohen, b'shas avoda, that the institution of levisha is of a different nature. It's a levisha shel mitzvah. So the Torah is only matir when within the framework of that institution, within the framework of the institution of Levisha Shel Mitzvah. You see? So that's why Rabbeinu Tam says you can't compare tzitzis to Big Day Kahuna. Because by Big Day Kahuna you're involved in an institution of Levisha, which really is an institution of mitzvah. So therefore the Dechia takes place within the framework of that institution, which is within the framework of mitzvah. But by a talis, what is the nature of the institution? The institution is an institution of Levisha Shel Rishus. So the heter has to be in the framework of the institution of Levisha Shel Rishus. So therefore, it's mutter all the time. You follow? The difference between the Ravid and between the Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to the Ravid maintained that the Ravid maintained with regard to tzitzis that it's only when there's a when there's a kiyama mitzvah tzitzis. That's what the Ravid maintained. Only when there's a kiyama mitzvah. Because the Ravid was speaking in terms of the kiyama mitzvah. The kiyama mitzvah is only bayom and not balayla. You see? But Rabbeinu Tam was speaking in terms of the institution of Levisha. Different framework than the Ravid. If you're talking about mitzvahs and mitzvahs only by yom, not balayla. But if you're talking about the very institution of Levisha, which is an institution in the Gavra, you see, so then it has to be mati, the entire institution of Levisha. And the institution of Levisha is Levisha Roshus. So you can't talk about mitzvah. You see? The mati is expressed in terms of the institution of Levisha. The institution of Levisha is Levisha Roshus. So therefore it doesn't matter that I'm performing a Maisa Mitzvah, but the Levisha in which this Maisa Mitzvah takes place, because like we said, tzitzis is a very unusual type of phenomena. It's in a phenomena where you have a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, but it's involved in a state of the Gavra, an institution of Levisha. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds the Heter has to be expressed in terms of the institution of Levisha. In the institution of Levisha, Levisha Roshus, it doesn't make any difference. So therefore, he argues, that's why he argues, that the Ravid Ravid just cares about the Kiyama Mitzvah. So it's not Svarach HaFuka. The question of what the nature, what your, how you're expressing your head. It can only happen such a thing by tzitzis. Because tzitzis is dealing with two things, dealing with mitzvah, depending upon the pegged, and dealing with the institution of Levisha. See, Rabbeinu Tam would agree with the Ravid, where you have a Maisa Mitzvah that doesn't involve the Gavra extraneously. Then he'd agree. Like if a Maisa Mitzvah, like Yivama is a Maisa Mitzvah. It might be it's a Maisa Mitzvah. But over here, it's, you can't speak about the Mitzvah unless you speak about the Gavra who's involved in the Levisha of the Gavra. So you must make reference. There's another framework, another frame of reference that necessarily comes into view the moment you have the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, the framework of the Levisha of the Gavra. So if you mater the framework of the Levisha of the Gavra, so you have to be mater any Levisha, because the nature of the Levisha of the Gavra is not Shel Mitzvah, it's a Levisha Shel Rishus. You see. Now to answer the question of the contradiction of Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to tell you what the Rav said about it. All right? You see? But now it's very good. What the Rav says actually fits in like right on top of this. You see, what we're saying is like this. What we're saying is, the concept that we're saying is that in tzitzis, you're involved in a different and unusual formulation of a mitzvah. You only have it by Levisha. You see, the Rishonim all talk about Levisha. It compares shatness to tzitzis. So Levisha is a new phenomenon. It's a new category. All right? Now, what you have is like this. Now, once we say that if we say it's Chovas Gavra, what does it mean, Chovas Gavra? It means the beged is only chayiv when it's involved in an institution of Levisha. Right? Which necessarily involves the Gavra. Okay? Now there's one question we have to ask. The question is like this. What's the nature of the Maisa HaMitzvah over here? Since the Gavra is necessarily involved, what is the nature of the Maisa HaMitzvah? There are two possible Maisa HaMitzvah that you have in the Torah. One Maisa HaMitzvah is a Maisa HaMitzvah where the Torah tells you to do an action, because an object demands a certain action. Like for instance, a man has a roof, so I have to put a marker on my roof. Because the roof demands that you have a fence around it, protect the fence. What is the Maisa HaMitzvah? Putting up that fence. But that Maisa HaMitzvah, such a Maisa HaMitzvah, you understand, is not considered a Maisa Begufo. I don't have to do it myself. The Gemara says, that's the Gemara distinguishes between a Maisa Begufo and a Maisa that you can do through a Shaliach. I can get my Shaliach to go up and put on that fence. I don't have to do it myself. Alright? Okay. Now, why? Because it's not a mitzvah begufo. I don't have to be involved in doing it. I just have to make sure that it's done. So the Maisa Mitzvah is a means for bringing about the result. Okay. But then there's another Maisa Mitzvah, another kind of Maisa Mitzvah, like tefillin. I can't tell somebody to put on tefillin for me. Why? Because tefillin is a maisa begufo. I have to do the maisa myself. The maisa means the maisa mitzvah was formulated in the framework of involvement of the gavra. That was the formulation of the maisa mitzvah. Okay? Now we have to ask one question. With regard to tzitzis, what is the nature of the formulation of the maisa mitzvah? Since tzitzis involves the institution of levisha, which straddles both the gavra and the chefzer. Okay? It involves both. So I'll ask you, what is the nature of the kiyam mitzvah of tzitzis? Is the nature of the kiyam mitzvah of tzitzis equal to a case of, like a case of makeh, which means I have to make sure when the beged involved in levisha, I have to make sure that the beged has four corners. It has tzitzis on the four corners. Alright? Now, so then it would be just like makeh. Or no, do I say, since the institution of levisha involves the gavra, so it's the formulation of the mitzvah is, in turn, it's a mitzvah begufa, that when I'm wearing tzitzis, I'm actually involved in a mitzvah begufa. Okay? What? It's formulated that there's a mitzvah sasei midaraisa to be involved in mitzvah tzitzis. Which means to say, when you have the once you have the beged on the gavra, and the gavra is involved in the mitzvah of tzitzis, he is mekayim. There's a kiyum on mitzvah of tzitzis per se, just like he's putting on tefillin. It's not that he took care of his obligation to have tzitzis on the four corners, but he's actually involved in a ma'aseh b'yadayim of mitzvah tzitzis, a ma'aseh of a kiyum on mitzvah. All right, okay. So what's the answer? What is the nature of the ma'isa mitzvah over here? Is it we understand the institution insofar as chiv and patur is concerned necessarily involves the gavra. That's for sure. But the question is, in terms of the kiyum ha-mitzvah, is the nature of the kiyum ha-mitzvah considered a kiyum ha-mitzvah in b'teres gavra, or is considered a kiyum ha-mitzvah b'teres chatzon? That's what we have to ask. Okay? So the Rav said that with regard to Rabbeinu Tam, it's both. Both. That insofar that there are two parshas in the Torah. One parsha is Da'avah b'nei Yisrael v'aslam tzitzis, and Urisim also. Over there you have the pasuk Urisim. Then Gedilon Tafelocha, Labar Kanfei Kesuscha, Asher Techasa Ba. So insofar, one is insofar as the Chetz is concerned, that when the Gavra is lovish with tzitzis, so he has to take care and satisfy the chef. That's one. Two is with regard to the maisa hamitzvah, to the maisa hamitzvah of wearing tzitzis. Okay. All right. It's not 100% exact. I'll show you what I mean by that. I'm just giving you a description of this point. Okay. What it means is like this. What it means like this. In essence, insofar as asiyah some mitzvah is concerned, there's asiyah insofar as the gavra is concerned. Insofar as the gavra, which means to say that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you see, why according to Rabbeinu Tam is it that, what does Rabbeinu Tam when he means by yom is yachayiv and tzitzis and balali not chayiv and tzitzis? The answer is like this. The answer is that what he's saying is that insofar as the kiyum mitzvah of the gavra is concerned, he also holds the rishmasos bayom v'la b'layla. You see, Rabbeinu Tam maintains that bayom, I'm involved in two things. Bayom, I'm involved. If I'm wearing a beged shel yom, bayom, what's happening? So what's happening is the beged is chayev and tzitzis, and I'm also being mekayim what? The ma'isa hamitzvah of tzitzis. I'm being mekayim bayom. All right, beged shel yom balayla means that the chefzer is a chefzer shel tzitzis, because since he's wearing the beged, it's a chefzer shel tzitzis. But what's missing is the ma'isa hamitzvah of the gavra. You see, balayla. But the chefzer is defined as a chefzer shel tzitzis even balayla, because it's a ksus yom, and a ksus yom balayla is chayav the tzitzis. But the only thing is, that in tzitzis, there's two parts to tzitzis. One is insofar as the cheft is concerned, one is insofar as the kiyama gavra is concerned. So insofar as the kiyama gavra, when is the gavra mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, actually mekayim mitzvah tzitzis? Only by yom. By laila, there's no involvement of the gavra in tzitzis. Of course, it says erisim also. And as we said before, erisim also only makes sense in terms of the gavra, not in terms of the cheft. So therefore, by yom, he has both. The cheft is qualified as a cheft shel tzitzis. The gavra is involved in a maisa of tzitzis. Balaila, you can't say the man's involved in a maisa of tzitzis, because Balaila's loves man tzitzis. So what happens? All you have is a cheft shel tzitzis. There's a shem cheft shel tzitzis, but there is no maisa hamitzvah with regard to the cheft shel tzitzis. So therefore, what Rabbeinu Tam says is like this. Rabbeinu Tam says, the question we ask Rabbeinu Tam is, what does he have to say? It's hutra lagamri, that the whole institution became heter gomor, and any levisha shall reshus, it's measuring the framework of levisha reshus, completely mutter. Let's say I would have said, asay dochalos asay. So Balala would also be fine. Why? Because what type of beggar is Rabbeinu Tam talking about? Beggar shel yom is the same mitzvah Balala. Beggar shel laila is potter, even b'yom. Can't be speaking about beggar shel laila, it's not beggar shel yom. So what does he have to come on to hutcha for? Why couldn't he have said it's really dechuya and it's mutter balayla because I say dochalos asay, because balayla is wearing a beggar shel yom? What's the answer? The answer is, when do I say asay dochalos asay? Not with regard to the chafta. Because actually, if he's telling me with regard to the chafta, you're just talking about the chafta per se. There's no, it doesn't make any sense asay dochalos asay, because really a los asay is much worse than an asay. Because a los asay, actually, you have to give up all your money in order not to violate a los asay. One los asay, you have to give up everything you own. But asay, you don't have to. To do an asay, only one-fifth, chomesh. So you see that los asay is worse. But what does it mean? It means when you have a mitzvah asay, so it means to say the mere fact that this is qualified as an action of mitzvah removes the whole concept of a maisa avera. When is this so? When you're performing the maisa mitzvah. Now, by yom, the gavra is performing the maisa mitzvah. So that's why the asay of tzitzis will be docha the los asay of kelayim. But by lilo, where the gavra is not performing the maisa mitzvah, but what is happening? All he has is a cheftza shel tzitzis. So therefore, by lilo, if he's not performing the maisa mitzvah, it can't be docha. So the only way it would be mutter is if I say that it was hutra lagamri. If I return to what we said before, that the framework of levisha of the gavra became mutter. But if I'm going to speak in the framework of the kiyam mitzvah, of the maisa mitzvah, you see, then I'm going to be stuck, because the maisa mitzvah does not exist balayla. So therefore I can't do a balayla. There's no dechiyah. What is going to be docha? There's no maisa mitzvah balayla. That's the answer to Rabbeinu Tam. There's one point that is bothering you. The point that's bothering you is this. That beged, this is the question you're going to inevitably come up with. The question is, but beged, but balayla, the beged is chayav and tzitzis, so why isn't it chayav just like maka? And therefore the asay should be docha lot asay, right? But the answer is because the formulation of the mitzvah tzitzis, in the formulation of every mitzvah, a certain activity has been endowed with the property of the defined as maisa mitzvah. In other mitzvahs, you see, the maisa ha-mitzvah is defined as by makah. Asiyas ha-makah is a maisa ha-mitzvah. If you have to, you'd say, I say, dochalos, I say, by makah, if you have such a situation. You see. But over here, the Torah has formulated the maisa ha-mitzvah of tzitzis. The maisa ha-mitzvah of tzitzis is restricted to the maisa ha-mitzvah of the gavra. That's a rishon also. That's the parasha of rishon also. So therefore, it's only considered a maisa mitzvah by yom. There is no other maisa mitzvah. There aren't two maisa mitzvahs regarding tzitzis. You can't say the maisa mitzvah regarding tzitzis with regard to the government or with regard to the chafta. Not true. At any rate, that's the answer to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, since that's the case, so it removes the question also with regard to Rashi. How could Rashi say that clay kufs, if you go and count the clay kufs from mechuyav and tzitzis, I'm chayav when they're in the box, when they're in the drawer. So why do I say dochalos? I say put the kalayim on the tzitzis, never wear them. The answer is because even if I hold clay kufs from mechuyav and tzitzis, but still even he holds that there's another halach of a maisa mitzvah tzitzis. Since there's another halach of a maisa mitzvah tzitzis when the gavra wears the tzitzis, so it'll be docha the moment he puts it on. You see, the institution of tzitzis He holds that there's two separate Maisa Mitzvah. One is with regard to Klei Kotzer, and one is with regard to wearing tzitzis. Therefore, you can't say leave it in the box and don't put the tzitzis on, because there's a Maisa Mitzvah of Levisha also. There's another Parsha in the Torah, Lasso on tzitzis, which is the Maisa Mitzvah of Levisha. It'll be docha the moment I wear it. And the answer to Shagasai's Kasha on the Nemuki Yosei, when I'm confronted with two mitzvahs, I'm confronted with a talis and with tefillin, right? So how could I say that the confronted with two mitzvahs, I'm not chayav yet in tzitzis? The answer is, it's not simply a mitzvah that you have to purchase the, if it was a mitzvah of a chetzah, then the Shagasai will be right. Then you're not being confronted with two mitzvahs. But since tzitzis necessarily involves the gavra, and there's a maisa mitzvah with regard to the gavra, so it means the person's about to do two maisa mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah of the gavra of tzitzis, and a maisa mitzvah of the gavra of tefillin. So therefore, the halacha question is which one takes precedence. If it was simply halacha nechefzah, the shagasai would be right. I don't have the chefzah. What am I chayavim? There's no mitzvah, so to speak. But since there's a mitzvah in the gavra of tzitzis, so now I'm about to do a mitzvah in the gavra of tzitzis versus a mitzvah in the gavra of tefillin, you see. So therefore I'm confronted whenever the confrontation is, whenever the gavra is going to involve himself in two maisa mitzvah. So then the question is, which one takes precedence? Doesn't matter, I don't have the tzitzis yet. Fine, but I'm about to involve myself in two maisa mitzvah, the gavra, so the question is, which one takes precedence? So get the tzitzis, you see. If it was just the chefzah, so then there's no confrontation. One is a mitzvah tzitzis on the gavra, and the other one is that I don't have a situation. I have to do something. So you don't have a situation. What's the question? But if they're both mitzvahs in the gavra, and the gavra is about to be mekayim to a mitzvah, so then the question is, which one should he do first? You see. And of course, it answers the question. Actually, I could have answered this before. The question on the, but now even more so with the Rav's shot, even more so. But even without that, what we said before, you can answer the question in Tesis and Rashi. What's the whole idea? If you say Kotter, if you say Chayev, or if you say Asur, you say Mutter. If it's merely a question of the Chetz, it doesn't make any difference. Chayev or Potter, whether it's on the Gavra, if it's off the Gavra. But if it's the institution involves a Maisa, the Gavra of necessity, so then you have to say Asur or Mutter. Because tzitzis is an institution of Levisha, and in an institution of Levisha, you necessarily involve the Gavra. If it necessarily involves the Gavra, so then Osir and Mutter is more appropriate, really, than Chayev and Potter. If the halacha was just that, when is the Beget Chayev? The Beget Chayev, is it a Chayev when it's off me or it's on me? So then Chayev and Potter is appropriate in either case. But once you say there's an institution of Levisha, actually, I should have put the stars before I got to the Rav Shah, because it's not dependent upon it, but it doesn't matter. So therefore, if it's a question of the of an institution which necessarily involves the gavra, so then you have to, it's a maisa, in other words, like they said over the Yavamas, a shatness. Then you have to speak in terms of Asa and Mutter, you see. That's the Taisus and Rashi. Okay, that's it. Taisus and Brachas, of course. You have to pardon me for the organization. I should have answered that right away. Taisus and Brachas is very good, because what Tesis is saying is precisely what we said on the Rambam. I should have mentioned this before about the Rambam. What do we say in the Rambam? We said if you're speaking in terms of the Chetzah, we have to cash on the Rambam. Remember, we said, how could the Rambam say Bayom? Doesn't make any sense, because it depends. The Chetzah doesn't make a difference to the Chetzah if it's Yom or if it's Laila. It only makes a difference to the Gavra Yom or Laila. That's what Tesis says over there in Brachas. The Shagasai's kasha was that, well, even if I say chavas mona, let's say I'm only chayev, if I buy tzitzit at nighttime, I should only be chayev in the daytime, next morning. Doesn't make any sense. If it's chavas talis, so then the chetzah doesn't make any difference whether it's day or night. That's why Taisha says that he rejects that concept altogether. That's his kasha. If that's really Taisha's kasha, actually the opening comes from Taisha. If you understand Taisha, then you go to the Rambam, then you go, the next step is the Rambam, and you involve yourself in a whole institution of Levisha. And then you answer the kashas. Yeah, I should have the first point. I should have brought the faces in right before the Rambam. Mendy added something that's very, very important, I'd say. Mendy says like this, that now that we say with regard to the chefta, that at nighttime, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only halacha and the chefta, if we say like the Rav, but it's not halacha and the maisa mitzvah, So it comes out that there wouldn't be any reason to wear a beged balayla, an abakanfas balayla. Why? Because there's no kiyum insofar as the gava is concerned, only insofar as the cheft is concerned. That's true. That would be a result of a chair. Yes. What I'm saying is, I just want to explain what I added to the Rav's pshat, because on the Rav's pshat, you can still ask a question. Since the beged is chayef, so I'm chayef to put on the tzitzis b'taras cheftza. So also I should say, I say dochalos at night time. So unless you're going to say that the only time that he says, say dochalos, I say is when the maisa mitzvah per se is a mitzvah, but not by market. But you can't say that because the Gemara says it with regard to Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam is not a maisa mitzvah in the gavra, it's the mechasa Adam. You have a kisa aruch, it's part of the mechasa. What? But it's docha, the Gemara says the chiyah there. The chiyah of, it should be docha, the digging up the earth there. See? The Gemara, I think it's docha. Tess and Beitza. So you see, even the mitzvah where the mitzvah is the chefta, you say, I say, docha los, I say. But the point is, in every formulation of mitzvah, the Torah defines the nature of the maisa mitzvah. And in tzitzis, the nature of the maisa mitzvah was defined in terms of the gavra. So it's the only case that you'll have. You can't say there's two mitzvahs in tzitzis. Only one mitzvah. The mitzvah is defined in terms of the maisa of the gavra. You see? And therefore, except if I sell clay kufsa mechayavim the tzitzis, then it'll be two mitzvahs. Then I'll say it's two ma'isa mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah on the, in terms of the chafetz, and the ma'isa mitzvah in terms of the gavra. But over here, Quinter ben Tam, we hold that it's called gavra. So it's only, the only thing that's sanctioned, that's endowed with the quality of ma'isa mitzvah, is the ma'isa mitzvah of the gavra himself. Because Balayla, it just comes out, it's a chafetz shel tzitzis, no ma'isa of the gavra. As a matter of fact, I saw a shita that says, I believe it's in the Rush, that says that even if I hold the Kointer Ben Tam, check it out, I'm pretty sure, even if I hold Kointer Ben Tam, that called the Stalis and Beged Shal Yom is Chayav Balayla, you won't be Chayav to put on the tzitzis till the next morning. It's in the Rush. It's in the Rush. The Rush says, as a matter of fact, he quotes, I think it's Kointer Ben Tam here, it's the ode, the Talis Shal Yom Nami in Nisak Balayla Shori, Velo Machayav Ad Hayom. Ad Bayom is not Machayav. Why? According to the Rav, it's perfect. Because since the Maisa Mitzvah of Tzitzis is only Bayom, so therefore, even though it's a Chefzah Shel Tzitzis, if it's a Beged Shel Yom Balayla, it's a Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, but there's no Maisa Mitzvah with regard to it. So if it was Nitzak Balayla, you won't be Chayav until the next day. That proves that the Halach is by Tzitzis, that the Maisa Mitzvah was only only formulated in terms of the Gavra Bayom. Only in terms of the Gavra and Bayom. So it'll come out the only case that you have such a phenomenon. We have a Chefta Shel Mitzvah without a Maisa Shel Mitzvah. But it's not like Makkah. Because by Makkah, the Maisa Mitzvah is to put up a Makkah. Over here, the Maisa Mitzvah was formulated as the Maisa Begufo. And there is no other Maisa Mitzvah. Every Mitzvah has to have one Maisa Mitzvah.
That's why there's no
Mitzvah. See? Right.